A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for Grant County. Hail, Silver! Away!
Caleb West, who for many years had been the sheriff in Grant County, saw defeat staring him in the face. He came home raging at the injustice of the coming election. He kicked the door closed in back of him and...
Now I got it.
Oh, Caleb, what in the world come over you?
I got the true facts. I know the whole story at last. Of all the ornery tricks, this beats them all.
Paul, wait a minute. Wait a minute before you start throwing things around.
Betsy has something to tell you.
Yes, Paul. I saw Hank Frisbee today. He told me a few things.
I know what he told you. He told you that when the election comes off on Friday, your Paul will be an ex-sheriff. He told you that Zeke Ramsey will be the new sheriff and that everyone's betting 3-1 on Zeke.
Paul, will you please listen to me for just a minute?
Listen for what? I know the truth of it. 50 men came into town today. 50 men from all parts of the county. Crooks and renegades. Men that'll vote for Zeke Ramsey. That's what his scheme has been all along. There'll be 50 more tomorrow. 100 outlaws all here to vote for Zeke Ramsey.
Well, hear that, Caleb.
Everyone's talking about it. Ramsey's had riders out in the range to round up these sneaking polecats.
But if they're crooks, can't you do something about them?
What's it to do? By the time I got proof against them, the election'd be over. I can't jail more than 3 to a time. Jail won't hold them.
Paul.
What's more, Ramsey's paying them for their vote.
Paul. Hank Frisbee isn't betting against you.
What? Well, then he's crazy. It's the first time in his life that Frisbee's judged wrong. If he thinks I've got a chance of being reelected...
Maybe all these newcomers won't be allowed to vote.
They'll vote all right. They'll come in with plenty of proof that they lived in the county long enough to vote.
But let me tell you, Paul. Hank Frisbee met an Indian named Tonto.
Name's familiar. Has he ever been in my jail?
Of course not. He's the friend of the Lone Ranger.
The what? The Lone Ranger? Great day. If he comes here... Oh, why am I getting so hopeful? Not even the Lone Ranger can help now.
And why can't he?
Oh, if there was a handful of crooks, he might drive them out. But the mess of snakes that Ramsey's brought in will just laugh at the Lone Ranger. Tell him to go fly a kite.
Well, you are in a state.
Anyhow, how's Tonto going to get word to the Lone Ranger? How do we know the Lone Ranger will come here anyway?
All I know is that Hank Frisbee isn't the man to miss the chance to win a bet. If he felt as you do, he'd have every dime he could get hold of down on Zeke Ramsey. And Hank isn't betting.
Oh. Caleb West, I want a few words with you.
Zeke Ramsey.
Ramsey, you got a lot of nerve busting here this way.
When I've got business to take care of, I can't waste time with formalities like knocking on doors. What's this I hear about you and Lone Ranger?
I don't know what you heard, but I can tell you one thing right now.
You're trying to get his help in the election.
I'll do nothing of the sort. First I heard of him was just now when Betsy said that Hank Frisbee...
Frisbee, yes, that's the one. I never did like that critter.
I reckon he feels the same about you. What's more, the fact that you don't like him makes him the right kind of a man.
I came here to tell you just one thing, West, that's all. If this Lone Ranger's a friend of yours, you keep him out of town.
Ramsey, I never saw the Lone Ranger.
You heard what I said. If he comes here, you wish he hadn't. There's a lot of men around town right now that would sure like to meet up with him. Fact is, I can't think of a more unhealthy place for a man than this town is for the Lone Ranger.
Hey, Caleb, Hank!
I should have closed that door when I came in.
Oh, Hank, Zeke was just saying...
Zeke Ramsey! I'm glad you're here. I'm downright glad you're here, because I'd come to bring good news to Caleb West. I decided to put some bets down on the election.
What?
Well, it's about time you woke up, Frisbee.
Oh, it's not you I'm betting on, you ornery polecat. It's Caleb West. I'm taking all the bets that I can get.
Hank Frisbee, you're local.
Oh, oh, my eye. He's here. Didn't Betsy tell you?
Who?
Oh, Hank, I...
You mean that Lone Ranger?
You're doggone right. Tonto found him. Tonto told him about the way things was going here, and the Lone Ranger said he'd look into the election.
So the Lone Ranger's here, huh? Well, I wouldn't miss this for anything. I'm going over to the cafe and see what happens when my friends hear about it.
Crackety, Caleb. This is fine. Now we got nothing to worry about. Now everything will be all right.
Frisbee, you're a fool.
What?
You shouldn't have done it.
Sent for him?
Right.
Well, why not? Something had to be done, Caleb.
And you sure done it.
Zeke Ramsey would have won the election in a walk. He's got enough crooks to elect him.
And he'll still have enough crooks to elect him, even with a Lone Ranger here.
Maybe not. He stopped at my place and asked questions and then headed for the center of town.
Where he'll be shot. Those crooks will find some way to shoot him and call it self-defense.
But, Caleb, he met situations before. He's met odds.
Odds? Sure he's met odds. Odds of 5-1, maybe 10-1. But you short-sighted old galoot, if he tackles things here, he's got odds of 100-1. Not even the Lone Ranger can stand up against odds like that.
But, golly, Caleb, you think you done wrong?
I know it. Ain't but one way to right what you've done. I hope I'm not too late.
Caleb, where are you going?
To the cafe. Pass me my gun belt, Betsy.
But
do
Paul.
What you're told. Maybe Ramsey will be elected, but I'm the sheriff right now. My guns, Betsy.
Yes, Pa. Here you are.
What's he going to do?
Come on, Hank. You're a special deputy for tonight.
Caleb, supper's most ready. Sit down and eat first.
Not now. Later on, maybe. If something doesn't happen to wreck my appetite.
The only time you can't eat is when you're going to do some shooting.
That's just what I mean.
Doggone, Caleb. I never thought I was making such a mistake.
While Caleb West and Hank Frisbee headed for the center of town where the cafe was ablaze with lights, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted at the hitch rack.
You'll find most of the men Frisbee told us about in the cafe. I'll look them over, Tonto.
Plenty bad bunch there. Renegade of all kinds.
We'll see.
He's coming in, boys!
Fellow on watch for you.
So it seems. Well, what's the matter? Well, let me interrupt your poker games. We had a dusty ride. We're thirsty. Barkeep, we want something to drink.
No, we don't. Redskins. Well, Indians ain't supposed to be in here.
Two glasses of milk. You can keep the change.
Yes, sir. You better get while you got the chance.
I'm looking for Zeke Ramsey.
He's not here now.
I want to speak to Zeke Ramsey.
None of these men will answer you. They're all his friends. Here's the milk. Now, will you drink it and get? I don't want shooting in here.
Isn't that Lefty Mercer, the horse thief? Red Hawkins? He shoots men in the back.
Now, look here. The law's got no proof against anyone here. You're just stirring up troubles you can't handle.
These are Ramsey's friends. He's no man to be the sheriff.
Can't you tell by the way they're all sitting and waiting that as soon as you make it past your gun, there'll be a score or more of shots all fired at you?
I wonder who's going to be the first to go for a gun.
As soon as Ramsey gets here, things will start. Now go on away. Ramsey's just come in.
Oh, so that's Ramsey.
You won't have a chance.
Here, I want you to hold these, bartender.
Your shooting irons?
That's one way to avoid a shooting in here.
You're the one they call the Lone Ranger.
That's right, Ramsey. I came here to advise you not to try being sheriff.
Where's your guns?
Hey, you left them with me, Zeke. Here they are.
You see, Ramsey, if I had them, someone might want to try to draw against me. And someone might get hurt. You wouldn't want one of your friends to shoot me, would you?
Trying to be slick, huh?
And you wouldn't want one or two of your friends to be shot.
You're calling my friends gunslingers?
Well?
That's an insult.
Oh?
It's an insult, and I won't take it. You don't want to say it with guns, then try fists.
You just missed, see?
Or you...
Now try this.
Oh, out. Knock him back 10 feet.
Sorry I had to hit so hard, Zeke. It had to be decisive. I suppose you plan to mix it and have your pals join in.
He can't hear you. He's out cold. Now take these guns and travel. When he comes conscious, he'll shoot.
Before I go, I want to leave word with you men. A lot of you belong in jail. And if you haven't lived in this county, you can't vote here. If you vote illegally, we'll be...
Put your hands up.
Me pick him.
Hand me, Redskin.
Wait, Tonto. That's the sheriff.
You put gun down.
I know you're alive.
He knows what he's doing, Tonto.
You must be Caleb West.
That's my name, mister. Keep your hands away from your hips. Where's your guns?
I got them here, Sheriff.
Now, what this mean?
Never mind, Tonto. I made a mistake, that's all.
I ain't taking shooting irons. Hang on to them till we get to the lockup.
What's the charge against me, Sheriff?
You'll find out soon enough. The time being, I'm genuine suspicion. Strength of that mask. Now get going.
I've been telling him that right along.
That's it, Caleb. Jump the... You keep your mouth shut.
Hey, what's happened to Zeke Ramsey? He come out second best in a row, that's all.
Don't mind Zeke or anyone else. Just keep an eye on that engine. He's going to jail, too. Now, both of you, march. Go on.
Golly, what's come over Caleb arresting the Lone Ranger? Red, I never would have figured he'd to do that.
I don't know, bartender. I got to see about Zeke. He's coming, too. Now, now, take it easy, Zeke. You had a hard fall.
Who is that? Oh, I remember.
Lone Ranger.
I tripped. Never would have got me if I hadn't lost my balance.
Sure, we savvy all that. Here, give me a hand with him, Lefty. We'll put him on a chair.
All right, Red. I'm all right. Where'd he go?
Caleb West and Hank Frisbee came and they took him to jail.
To jail? Why?
Well, search me.
Lone Ranger in jail?
Yep.
Now?
Well, he just left here with Caleb and Hank holding guns on him. I can't figure the play. It's got me stopped, Zeke. The Lone Ranger started to tell us we'd bust the law if we voted without having lived in the county. Caleb came in before he got done speaking.
I've got to know what Caleb and Frisbee and the masked man are up to. Red, you know the layout of the jail. Shove over there and find a place where you can hear what's said. Let me know.
Sometime later the same evening, Red rejoined Zeke Ramsey in the cafe.
Well, I found a place near an open window where I could hear the talk inside the jail. Caleb West explained why he put the Lone Ranger and Tonto in there.
Well, go on, Red. Why did he?
He didn't want the Lone Ranger to get killed just for the sake of the election. He said that Hank Frisbee should never have sent for him in the first place.
How'd Hank reach him?
Oh, Hank met that engine, and the engine sent smoke signals or something. I reckon the Lone Ranger wasn't far away.
Go on.
I sure am sorry Caleb did it. I've got a lot to settle with that Lone Ranger. I did 3 years in jail once on account of him.
Plenty of the boys have a score to settle.
Yeah, I know.
Did you find out what the Lone Ranger planned to do?
Well, he told Caleb and Hank Frisbee that he thought he'd come and see who was here.
Yeah?
He said that he knew plenty of us as cutthroats. And figured that we'd clear out if we was told we'd be jailed for voting illegal.
That's a good one. With me, the new sheriff, who'd do the jailing?
And then Caleb said that he'd bet his shirt the Lone Ranger had more than that in his mind. He wished he knew what.
So do I.
And Caleb told the masked man he could go free if he promised to leave the county before sunup. Well, he wouldn't promise, so he used to stay in jail.
Oh, no, he's not.
Huh?
Red, get some of the boys, 15 or 20 of them. We got business to take care of.
Well, what do you mean?
I've got a score to settle, too. My jaw still aches. Tonight, the Lone Ranger's going to bust out of jail. And some law-respecting men are going to see him and shoot him as an escaping crook. If you know what I mean.
You mean bust out? We bust him out, then shoot him?
Ask the boys if they'd like to join the party.
For the chance to shoot the Lone Ranger? They'll all be in with us. Zeke, you're a slick one. Wait till I tell the boys that tonight we shoot the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger's drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. continue our story. It was some time after midnight. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in jail, speaking in low voices.
They can break out of here, Tonto, without too much trouble.
That's right.
Now we know the sort of men we have to deal with. I think we can handle them.
There are plenty of them.
Not too many to fight, but there are other ways. As soon as we're sure everyone's in bed, we'll leave here. As far as Caleb West knows, we'll be gone for good.
And him wonder why you take trouble to break out. Him plenty willing to let us go.
I couldn't promise him that we'd leave town.
Yeah.
Hello, you hear that?
Huh.
Sounded like silver. It is silver.
Huh.
Caleb left both horses right behind the jail. There's a saddle shed there.
Something bothers him.
Tonto, someone is trying to get Silver. He's fighting.
Be still, you kind, side horse.
That's one of the fellas in Cafe.
Yes, it's Red.
Throw a rope on him.
That's another of the crooks. Right. Otto, we're leaving here right now.
Come on, boys. We got to work fast now. Those horses will stir things up. Yeah. Hey there. You inside the jail. We've come to let you go.
Seek Ramsey.
Shoot the lock.
Right.
Yeah, that didn't do it. Try a couple more.
Otto, Caleb West still has our guns.
Why is Zeke let us out of jail?
Not because he wants to help us.
All right, both of you, get your hands up.
What do you want?
Come on, you're leaving here.
What are you doing to our horses?
Nothing. The boys are trying to saddle them. They might as well try to saddle a bolt of grease lightning. You'll saddle them yourselves.
Why?
So as you won't get shot. If I need reason enough, I'll tell you that you're riding away from here and right away.
All right. Come on, Tonto. We'll saddle up.
All right, Red, never mind the horses. These two will saddle them.
I'm glad to hear that.
Steady there, Silver, old boy. Steady. All right, big fella.
Get over there now and slap the leather on those two critters.
Yeah, those two bunch of horse flesh are like fighting wildcats.
Stand clear of the masked man will settle him.
I'd like to have a look beneath that there mask.
Yeah, too dark to make him out. Anyhow, he's got to leave here with a mask on, Savvy.
Hi, Savvy.
You boys keep an eye on him. See, they don't waste any time getting ready.
Red, I want a word with you.
Sure.
Step over here outside the shed.
What's the matter?
Are the boys on the watch in case Caleb or one of his friends shows up?
Oh, sure.
They'll let us know, won't they?
Of course they will, see.
Good enough. Wouldn't do for us to tell about the Lone Ranger busting out of jail and then have some of the town's substantial citizens see us take him out.
Yeah. One thing, Zeke.
Huh?
Those bullets we used to smash the door with. The Lone Ranger didn't have a gun.
I'll fix that. I've got a shooting iron here. I made sure the bullets are all fired and the cartridge is empty. I'll give him the weapon. It can be found on him when he's picked up.
What if he won't take it?
Won't be no trouble to stick it under his shirt after we've drilled him.
Good.
As for the lock on the door, we'll shoot that some more so as it can't be told which side the bullets came from.
They're saddled up now, Zeke.
All right.
Zeke, you sure think of everything.
Come on, get your shooting irons ready.
Right.
Well, where do we ride?
I don't care where you ride, mister, so long as you ride. I don't want to see you killed. Might reflect on my election, you savvy.
Do you think Caleb West would kill us?
No, but there's been talk around town. Some of the men that are here now are men that pack a grudge against you.
Yes, I know it.
I wouldn't want them to get in bad with the citizens by stringing you up, savvy.
Oh, this group of yours looks more like a necktie party than a group of rescuers.
There's no call to make a remark like that. I'm helping you.
Oh?
Now you can mount up. You too, Redskin.
I guess I should thank you, huh, Zeke?
Oh, that's all right.
Otto, you thank Zeke's friend, Red. You're on the level. I owe you an apology, Zeke.
Forget it.
Will you shake hands?
Shake hands.
You claim to be helping me escape a lynch mob. I should be grateful.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I'll shake hands.
Me shake hands with Red, huh? You shake?
Why? I guess so.
Now then, come on.
Hey, you come. Get him up.
Hey, come on, Silver.
I'll get square with you for this. You wait. You just wait.
You'll have to travel a long way to get me, Zeke. Now get on. I'm right with you now.
You come to end the ride, too.
I can hardly stand up.
You walk fast, you'll get back to town by daybreak. You can tell the sheriff that the prisoners escaped. I won't insist that you tell how you broke us out of jail.
Oh, my legs hurt all over.
Maybe you're not used to riding a good horse.
Leg hurt plenty worse after long walk back to town.
My day will come.
Keep a count, Zeke. This is two scores you owe me.
If you just come back, that's all. You dare show your face in town again.
Maybe I won't need to. But if I do, Zeke, you won't do anything about it. Now, have a nice walk home. It's uphill all the way. Come on, Dotto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
You got me into this, Zeke Ramsey. You and your slick ideas.
How'd I know he'd savvy what we had in mind?
Yeah, it's 10 miles or more back.
Yeah, near 15. The masked man rode us a long ways.
Yeah, I'll never make it.
You've got to make it. The Lone Ranger figured on us not making it. He figured on keeping us from reaching town in time to line up the men we're expecting for the election.
So that's it. Hanging all we played right into his hand.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted nothing more than a chance to haul you and me away from town.
We got to have those 50 votes from the men that are due to get in town tomorrow.
Yeah, my feet will be murdering me when we get there.
Come on.
Oh, these boots wasn't made for walking.
You got to keep going.
Yeah, we'll be lucky to reach town by noon instead of daybreak.
Just wait. As soon as I'm sheriff, I'll have a posse scour the whole country to find that masked man. Just let me see him once more. That's all I ask. Just let me see him.
Day brought more than 20 of additional men into town, all of whom were met by Zeke and Red and instructed as to the way they were to vote on the following day. Headquarters was in the cafe.
Well, that's the last of them, Red. Guess we're all fixed now.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, I'm going upstairs in my room and turn in. I'm tuckered out. Ooh, my feet are killing me. I'll bet the Lone Ranger made us walk 20 miles to get back home.
Ramsey, those new men you talked to are buying drinks plenty fast.
What of it?
You still aim to pay for all they want?
I told you to charge it all to me.
You drawed the last of your cash from the bank, didn't you?
What business that of yours?
I just want to make sure you got money left to pay me, that's all.
Here, take this.
Right. Thanks.
This election's going to take every dime I got, Red.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it. As soon as you're the sheriff, we'll get rich quick and plenty rich at that.
I don't see how anything can interfere now.
Well, you're all set, Zeke. I counted up.
It would have been a narrow squeak if those extra men hadn't come
in. Hey, look. Here comes Hank Frisbee and Caleb.
Yeah, I see him. Sit down again, Red. This will be good.
Hey there, Frisbee. West.
Oh, so you're still adding to your ornery pack of cutthroats, has he?
One thing sure, West. When I'm the sheriff, my prisoners won't bust out of jail like yours did last night.
When I get around to it, I'll investigate that jailbreak.
Well, you better do it fast, then. Tomorrow, this time, I'll be the sheriff.
You don't have any cash to bet on that, do you?
Frisbee, are you still betting on Caleb?
Money talks, Ramsey.
Well, if I had cash, I'd cover you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I never did like you. And if you're the sheriff, this year town won't be fit for me to live in. I'll bet my ranch against yours.
Yeah?
Hank, don't go so far, you doggone fool.
Mind your own business, Caleb. What do you say, Ramsey? And the loser leaves the county.
I'll take that bet. I can use your ranch.
Done. Shake.
Maybe Zeke don't like to shake hands now.
What do you mean by that?
I heard that you shook hands last night.
What? Where'd you hear that?
Oh, I heard it.
West, did that masked man come back, did he?
Thunderation, what's biting you, Ramsey? I haven't seen a masked man since yesterday, when I locked one in the jail. But there's a tall gent at my house who's waiting there to meet someone. He seems to know about the Lone Ranger.
What's he doing at your house?
Set yourself down again. Take it easy. He'll be here in a little while.
He will. Sure he will. He's got something big up his sleeve.
Caleb, there he is right now.
Sure he is.
So he's a friend of the Lone Ranger, huh? Well, a friend of the Lone Ranger is an enemy of mine.
Now, Zeke, you're tired out. Don't start things tonight.
Shut up, Red. Come on over there. I'll ask a few questions. Maybe he knows where I can find that masked man. As soon as I'm sheriff, I'm having a special posse hunt him down. Stand aside, boys. I crave words with this stranger. You, where are you from?
I don't see it's any of your business.
You know the Lone Ranger, don't you?
Maybe I do. What about it?
He done me a dirty trick.
Can't believe that. Maybe you're Zeke Ramsey, eh?
That's my name, stranger. What's so funny?
Had a long walk last night, didn't you?
So you heard about it, eh? Well, where is the Lone Ranger now?
Ramsey, I don't like your style.
Well, ain't that too doggone bad? You don't like my style, eh?
I wouldn't stay in your town if I didn't have some business here. Bartender, where can I find Mr. Sidney?
He's in the bank during the day.
You listen to me.
Take your hands off me, Ramsey.
Don't turn your back when I'm talking to you, then.
Now, Zeke, you better not mix it tonight. You ain't in good condition.
Bartender. Isn't Sidney the man that takes care of finance and gold claims?
Yeah, but you better not...
It'd be a good idea to talk to him before I do anything.
Son, it all turn around here.
Ramsey, you were warned to keep your hands off me.
Yeah, what are you planning to do about it? You don't even pack a gun.
No, and I have a package in my hands. But I wouldn't advise you to start anything.
Zeke, let's just forget the whole thing.
A friend of the Lone Ranger's an enemy of mine. Now, here's something to start with.
Oh. See, you're not in trouble.
He looks like he was knocked out.
That'll do for a starter.
Zeke, you shouldn't have done that. He had that heavy package in his hand.
Hey, this year's busted open. It's gold ore.
Gold ore?
Hey, let me see. Hey,
great day. He said he had a claim or something like that.
Look at it. Rich ore at that.
Hey, here's a map. Hey, this place is right near Three Rivers. I know that section of country.
Hey, stand aside. Let me see.
Let me see it.
Why, it is gold ore.
There's gold near Three Rivers.
No claim stakes.
I'm going to stake my claim.
Me too.
Hey, boys, now hold on. Wait.
Zeke, this can't wait. It's more important than the lesson. I'm leaving right now.
Wait, wait, you doggone crooks. You got paid by me. You can't leave now.
You try and stop us from leaving.
Zeke, it's a good thing I got my pay in advance. It looks like all your friends are riding out on you.
Come back here. Come back. You got to stay till you cast your vote.
Zeke, I'll see you some other time. Gold is gold. Come on.
Well, Zeke, now where's all them crooks that was going to put you in office?
Boy, this dirty double-crossing.
Looks to me like they ride hard all night and most of tomorrow to get to Three Rivers. Won't they be sore when they find there's no gold there?
Serve them right. No gold.
Shucks. Whoever said there was? They jump to conclusions, like folks most always do where gold's concerned.
All the stranger wanted to do was return the gold ore to Mr. Sidney. You see, he was barred from Mr. Sidney in the first place.
The stranger.
Hello, Zeke.
You, the Lone Ranger.
My mask is back on. You didn't recognize my voice, did you?
You done this. You tricked my men. You sent all of them away from here.
And now you can clear out, too. Or do you want to wait till election is over and you know for sure that Caleb is reelected?
Tricked at every turn.
You couldn't have knocked him down if he hadn't let you, so as he could drop that package. Here you are, mister. Reckon these guns belong to you.
Thanks, Caleb. I'll have to carry them in this belt till I get back to tunnel and get my own clothes.
I'll get you. You wait. I'll get you someday.
Try it, Zeke. Anytime you feel like another all-night walk.
Zeke, the Lone Ranger's licked you at every turn. And Caleb has the election already won. Yippee! Caleb, you old fool. Now ain't you glad I sent for the Lone Ranger?
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.